May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I had a pretty good sermon fixed up for today. But sometimes circumstances overtake those things which we fix up. So here goes. I'm not sure where we're going to end up, but we find ourselves in the wilderness. Here we are. Some of us have been here before. Some of us don't like it here in the wilderness. But sometimes things happen that don't make sense, that shock us to the extent that we can barely even believe it. We can barely even think, how can this be? Doris, for one thing, Doris Lowen, we went to sing for her, the youth group, and members of the choir went to sing for her last Sunday. We sang Christmas carols. She was all happy to see us and bubbly, and she missed her husband, and everything seemed pretty much on a track to keep going. She died on Friday. And Marlene, man, full of energy and life and strength and love and care and practicality and vision and spirit. And she died last night. A couple of psalms come into mind. Some of us may be at Psalm 23 by now. I don't know. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because you are with me. And this is the truth. This is the honest God's own truth. We may not always feel God close. We may not always see the presence of God close to us. But God is always close. Always, always there. Here's another one, Psalm 69. Oh Lord, the waters have come up to my neck. Will you please help me? Don't let me sink down into the mire. Don't let me go down into the pit. That's a good one. How about Psalm 22? This is the one Jesus quoted. The middle of Psalm 22, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. Things are overpressing and bowing me down. I don't know how I'm going to make it through. Or the first line that Jesus quotes on the cross. Sometimes we feel this way. Sometimes we do. My God, why have you forsaken me? It happens. Or 129, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I'm remembering the beginning of the book of Philippians. Every time I think of you, I thank my God because of your faithfulness from the first days until now. Every time I think of Marlene, I thank my God because of her faithfulness. And every time I think of the way you all care for each other, I thank my God because of your faithfulness. The gospel lesson for today begins with very particular description of time. In the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was the governor of Galilee. Back then, they did not use numbers like we use nowadays to tell time. This is the year 2018, right? Last year was 2017. In a few weeks, it'll be 2019. They did not use numbers as they do now. They used people who was in power. Emperor Tiberius was in power. And the word of God, in Greek, the chrema, the matter, the reality of God, happened to John the Baptist in the wilderness. He was in the wilderness. And he came throughout all of the river region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, to get right with God, because God's emissary is coming. The point here is that God does not just work through wise maxims and clever observations about how to live a life well lived. The point is that God works through specific and particular times and places, through that particular time when those people were in power, in that particular place around the region of the Jordan, the word of God came to John the Baptist. So now, during the presidency of Donald Trump in the United States, when Matt Bevin was the governor of Kentucky, and Gene Fisher was the mayor of Louisville, the word of God, the matter of God, the reality of God happened to St. John Lutheran Church and its people while they were in the wilderness. You take each other's hands and you hold each other close and you pray for each other and you check on each other this week and next week, a month from now, 3 months from now, a year from now. And this is one of the ways that we proclaim a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Not just getting right with God, but of the Holy Spirit, where the Spirit of God sweeps us up, fallen and broken and crushed as we are, into God's salvation. Even if we can't see it, God still holds us in God's hand. And God will still carry us through and make us emissaries of the light, agents of heaven's change, witnesses to the fact that love reaches beyond death and God's life cannot be put out. We will see this clearly someday. We get hints of it and intimations this day. And what we do with each other and the world is that we proclaim that the Lord is coming. We prepare the way for Christ to be here between you and me and each other. Thanks be to God.